Welcome back. You're here with the Ancestral Doula, and today we want to speak on the principle of polarity. I'm reading from Brother Panic's book, The Origins of Occult Civilization, Volume 1, Hollywood. The principle of polarity. Everything is dual. Everything has poles. Everything has its pair of opposites. Like and unlike are the same. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. Extremes meet. All truths are but half-truths. All paradoxes may be reconciled. And that's from the Kabbalion. Everything is dual, or there are two sides to every coin. The tragedy of humanity is separation. In this illusion, reality appears to be opposites, and from this form of thinking will always have you incomplete. Holistic thought is to recognize and understand the opposite to be the same. Where does hot begin and cold stop? Holistic thought is to deal with it as one thing, temperature. This allows you to deal with the subject as a whole instead of a half-truth. What one person calls cold, the other may call hot. This allows for confusion because it's now left up to the perspective or opinion. We may not agree if it's hot or cold, but as someone who is studying this science, your goal based on understanding the principle of polarity is to understand the dualistic nature of everything in existence. And that's everything. Everything has polarity. The job of a good student is bringing it back to holistic thought for a true balanced understanding. On the mental plane, you can take love and hate. And recall the song title, It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Or even another song title that I produced in the early 90s from the group Public Enemy called Thin Line Between Law and Rape. Songs like this show clearly that subconsciously we still understand this law. A man-made law that may work for one group of people may just amount to rape for the next group of people. Racial profiling would be a great example. One group of people may feel safe because of this practice and the other may feel violated. So it's clear with one comes its dualistic brother or sister. The so-called positive joy of a brand new car also bring with it the anxiety of all the negative things that can possibly happen to it. So when you hear statements like, be careful what you wish for, you just might get it. It's speaking of the duality that's attached to your wish. The best thing you can do, still using this example, is prepare for those negative possibilities, like buying a car loan and insurance and parking in a garage. You can say that a person who has done that understands polarity and prepared him or herself by having a holistic understanding of car ownership. They have prepared for both sides, positive and negative. The Kabbalion states that the art of polarization becomes a phase of mental alchemy, known and practiced by the ancient and modern Hermetic masters. An understanding of the principle will enable one to change his own polarity. And that's from the Kabbalion. This says clearly mental alchemy, which means the change that takes place in your thinking, is to understand that art of polarization. Is to understand that art of polarization. Or looking at both sides of any situation is the alchemy. This would be you thinking with your divine God or goddess frequency, holistic or androgynous. before the tragedy of separation. Thank you for listening to the principle on polarity. Peace and love.